In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Welcome to Refreshment Sunday. We go through Lent, and just as in Advent, the third Sunday is reserved for one of celebrating and rejoicing, the kind of lifting of the spirit, so to speak, through the travels and the self-reflection. Lent has the same thing. We've been progressing through Lent, looking at our lives, struggling through things. At this point, especially if you're older, you probably feel Lent is a little oppressive. This is a break from that. Which is one of the things that makes the readings from today, especially the Gospel, so interesting. Oftentimes you hear the line, Jesus, this man was born blind. Who sinned, he or his parents? With the response, neither sinned. People will take that line and they'll say, see, we're not born in sin. There's no such thing as sin. Sin doesn't exist. Well, yeah, it actually does, and that's actually not the point of the Gospel. The point of the Gospel is hope. What Jesus is saying is there's nothing that this man or his parents did that caused him to be born blind. It wasn't a sin that he committed in his life that caused him to be born blind. But it was very much an opportunity to both see, show, and experience the mercifulness of God, the power of God, the love of God. It also shows that it is often the simplest things that have the greatest impact. This man was born blind. Do you really think he saw simply because Christ spat on the ground and made mud? I don't know of an optometrist that would ever tell you to do that. Most people see that as very unsanitary. That's not the point. It was an action that represented a possibility. It was the faithfulness of the blind man to God that actually opened his eyes. See, if we're faithful, all things are possible. All things are possible. If we're not faithful, if we force things through our own hand, they can still happen. The outcome might be similar, but you haven't worshiped God. You haven't given God glory. You haven't followed His will. We're all guilty of doing that. We want something to be true so badly that we will do whatever we can to make it happen. And we miss the blessing. You give food to the hungry, why? For many people, they give food to the hungry or money to the Salvation Army, especially at Christmas time, because they want to feel good. The fact is, that is, you've already received what you get from that. On the other hand, there are a great number of people, many I believe in this congregation, that actually do those things not simply out of desire to do good, not simply out of love of mankind, but also love of God. Love of He who is to be worshipped and glorified. Dropping that money in the bucket or getting food for somebody that doesn't have it becomes second nature. And it doesn't matter whether we're thanked or not, because we know that our Father who sees in secret knows all. That's regardless of sin. That's outside of sin. This is a time to rejoice. The epitome of this, the central act of the story, the time and the reason for us to be refreshed this Sunday, is simply because we don't have to be the one who fixes everything. We can be obedient. We can be faithful. We can be trusting in the Lord. It doesn't have to be us. Our weakness shows God's glory. And then we become the blind man. We become the one who's given the gift of sight, the gift of peace, the gift of joy. Notice his parents were so afraid that they said, when standing before the Pharisees, "Our son's of age, ask him. We don't want no trouble." That's turning a blind eye. That's kind of where that phrase comes from. Just ask him. We don't know. Yet he stood there with boldness saying, "Look, I've told you twice now, and you really don't want to hear it. How can one who sins actually perform a miracle? Why would God listen to one who's a sinner? Why could he do those things if that's what he was? He has to be a prophet. He's faithful to God. He does his work." And he stood up for what he believed. And he was blessed. Christ again came to him and explains what the bread of life is. What's the man's response? "Do you know the bread of life?" "No, tell me that I may believe." That's Refreshment Sunday. Tell us so that we may believe. Let us experience it so that we may believe, may become a part of it, may show your great glory through our actions and daily lives. So take comfort in this Sunday. Put Lent aside for today. Revel in the fact that you're sitting here worshiping a glorious God who wants nothing but the best for his children and bestows upon us every blessing known to man or unknown. That we don't have to sit here and see how it's all going to work out, how it's all going to be perfected. Be present, be at peace, sit with joy, and have a blessed Lent.